You're listening to the National News Show of Texas. It's the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. Joining us now is State Senator Jose Rodriguez. Thank you so much for coming back in.
Thank you for inviting me. It's always a pleasure.
You mentioned that you've been spending a lot of your time of late here in Austin. I guess a lot of that getting ready for the next session.
Yes.
What do you think is going to be the priority in the next session for the leadership and for you?
Well, for the leadership, as always, it's, passing the budget, which is the one constitutional requirement that we have.
Right.
There's going to be plenty of money. There's not going to be any excuse for not investing in the critical issues that I think we confront as a state in education. A judge told us yet again, as you know, that the school finance system is unconstitutional and we need to fix it. Especially from my point of view, coming from El Paso, with regard to low-income and English learner students, the bilingual education programs, and more need for certified bilingual teachers, all of those things are important if this state is going to progress in the future, given that Steve Murdoch has told us for so many years as a demographer that, the fastest growing youngest population is along the border, it's Latinos, and they need to be educated. Otherwise, you're not going to have a future labor force that can help us compete in the global economy. And so clearly, for me, education is the highest priority. I think the leadership is going to want to focus, as they always do whenever there's a surplus. Guess what? Tax break. Tax cuts. Last time they did that, I want to ask you, how much you felt that tax? Did you really benefit from that tax cut?
Well, I certainly can't go there, but I have to tell you something that I'm hearing a lot here at TribFest is, and this is coming from Republicans, we can't do the tax break this time because our infrastructure is such a mess. And, 1,200 new people, I think it's a day or something.
Well, I was going to mention that infrastructure is also high on the agenda for the leadership and for people like me coming out of El Paso. There's no question. In fact, I was just in Marfa in Presidio this past week. That's part of my district, by the way.
I didn't realize that.
I had one of the members of the Texas Water Development Board out there to talk to the farmers and educators and others about what is in the new fund established as a result of the constitutional amendment that we passed last November to deal with our water infrastructure needs. We are, and I'm a strong advocate for the proposition that will be coming up in November for taking money out for transportation, for roads.
Is that Proposition 1?
Proposition 1, that is only close to $1.5 billion that we're talking about. The estimates of how much it takes to maintain our current system, not new roads, not new bridges or other infrastructure, is $5 to $6 billion. So clearly that fund is going to be a drop in the bucket, no pun intended. With regard to the prior discussion, now we're talking about roads. But we definitely are going to have to find a way of how to fix our funding system long-term for highway construction, road construction, and I would submit to you mass transit, public transit, public transportation, rapid transit. Those are, I think, important policy issues that we need to grapple with in this state instead of just focusing on the roads and the automobile traffic. You all know what it's like here in Austin, so I don't need to say any more on that one.
I'll say. Let me. I know your time is precious, and I appreciate you being so generous with your time, but I have to ask you about this. Did you get a chance to see the debate last night?
No, I did not. I was at the Maldiv annual dinner in San Antonio. I'm a board member, have been for 20 years. That's the Mexican-American Legal Defense and Education Fund. And so I unfortunately missed the debate. I did read the account of it in the Texas Tribune this morning and talked to my wife, who was in El Paso, and saw it last night. And
what did she tell you?
Well, she told me that Wendy clearly was the more aggressive person, that Mr. Abbott was seemingly more relaxed and not focusing on debating the state issues. He wanted to talk more about Obama and Obamacare and the Obama administration.
That's quite true. Yeah, I saw
that. And so it sounds like to me like he is doing a disservice, in my view, as a Democrat, to the citizens, the voters of this state, because people want to hear what are the issues, like we were talking about water, transportation, education, lack of health care for the highest rates of uninsured in the country here in Texas. Those are the critical issues. So he instead apparently wanted to spend time on attacking the administration.
Well, when you were in that chair last year, we were talking about Texas going from red to purple and then to blue.
Yes.
And you were, as I recall, pretty optimistic about the rate of this transformation. Can Wendy Davis pull it out this year?
Yes, she can. There is no question. The numbers are there. The numbers of registered voters in the Latino community, the African-American community, women who now comprise, like, for example, in El Paso, over 50% of the registered voters, that have a high stake in this particular race involving women's health programs and other women's issues, equal pay. If those voters come out to vote, there is no question she wins hands down.
Is the issue of voter ID an issue in this race?
Well, it is, of course. I think the estimates are, based on the expert testimony, that there's a little over a million Texans who are projected to be impacted by it, that may not vote, you know, people who are elderly, people who don't have transportation. You know, in my region, you know, I cover far west Texas, El Paso, Presidio County, Jeff Davis, Culberson, Hudspeth. There's a lot of people out there who don't have public transportation, and they can't get to the nearest DPS office,
right,
which can be over 100 miles away,
right,
in order to get a election identification card. Why do we put up barriers to voting instead of facilitating voting, like same-day registration on election day, longer periods of early voting, more mobile polling places? There's all kinds of things that more progressive countries do to increase the voter turnout. Declare a holiday. Wouldn't that be nice? We can all just, the holiday is, we're going to go vote today.
I like this idea of a holiday. You may be onto something there, Senator.
Why not?
Senator Jose Rodriguez is represents El Paso, a large portion of West Texas, to be honest. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you.
I'm David Brown of the Texas Standard.
Thank you, Dave.